My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Hi people, welcome to the People Building Podcast, and today we are going to be talking through a few different strategies, and by no stretch every strategy that there is to be had, about how to cope with internal chaos. First of all, what do I mean by internal chaos? I mean when you are overthinking, when you feel like there is too much for you to handle, like there's just way too many things that need to be dealt with, too much going on, not too sure where to start with them all because there's far too many of them to be able to even get started anyway. So if that causes you then to go on and procrastinate and to never get started on anything, that sense of overwhelm, which can for some then tip them over the edge and into the lands of anxiety. So the reason why we're going to have a look at this today is because A, it's a really uncomfortable state to be in, and B, because if you can begin to master internal chaos, it means that later on, when there is that whole bunch of stuff that needs doing simultaneously and they're all as important as each other, that you will have a better strategy for being able to deal with it. The more you practice doing this stuff, the more you, in a way, like really force yourself to put these positive techniques in place, the more your brain starts to learn that these are your default go-to setting for the future, so that later on, when you are faced with other challenges, you won't go back and slip into those old habits of becoming overwhelmed and anxious about them. Instead, you'll think, well, here's a few different ways that I can cope with this problem, and you'll be able to put that into action. So just to be clear, with any of these strategies, it doesn't take away those times when life presents you with far too many things that all need to be done at the same time and are all as equally important as each other. Life is still going to happen. You can trust me on that one. But what it will do is it will give you better strategies to be able to cope when those times come along. And that's why we are looking at internal chaos today. Here are just a few different ideas which I have plucked from my head and placed upon the board here. I'm going to just literally work my way around the circle and give you a little more detail about each of the ideas that I have. So, first of all, we have written up here the light may be shining on it. It says, how can I? Now, the reason why I've written up that question, how can I, is because very often when we are in a state of overwhelm, our brain tips into asking a why question. When we ask a question that starts with why, it very often gets us looking backwards, so into the past, and often negatively. That's really unhelpful. Whereas if we ask a how question, it gets our brain to think more resourcefully. We actually start thinking about how we can do the thing that we want to be able to do. So a how question is infinitely better than asking yourself why you can't, why life's not fair, why everybody hates me, and all of the other whys that might actually come along with that. Asking yourself, how can I, puts your brain to work in a way that makes it a resource for you rather than a sabotage instrument for yourself. Now, you're not necessarily going to get quick answers like that when you ask yourself a how question. You may have to keep asking it several times over in order to get the answers that you're looking for. In addition, your tonality is important here. Even in your own head, you have a tone of voice. And there's going to be a huge difference between how can I get on top of all of these problems and how can I get on top of all of these problems. So you've got to ask the question in the right tone of voice in order to really get the right results from it. Next thing is we need to breathe. So with breathing, obviously that's important, you know. We're like a bit of oxygen going on internally. But often when we're in a state of stress, our breathing pattern is one of the first things to go a bit squiffy. And we might start to shallow breathe instead of taking in nice, thorough, deep breaths that properly oxygenate our brain and our body. Now, you might think this is such a small thing. Is it really all that important? Well, yes, it is, because if you start to deprive your brain of oxygen, it's not going to be in the best state for thinking and being resourceful. We need to be able to provide our brains with oxygen if we want to function properly. And if we're in a state of chaos, we definitely also want to be able to access a high performance state at that moment in time. So being able to ask yourself even the how can I question will rely an awful lot on whether or not you are resourceful enough to be breathing and oxygenating your brain to remember to ask yourself that question. So breathing is really important. It might be as well that you can practice a little bit of mindfulness in that. You know, maybe you can take a moment to just focus on your breath, get into your senses, focus on what's going on in the world around you, and notice that it's maybe not as chaotic as what's going on in your thinking and in your head. And having that moment of calm, that reflection, can again often lend itself to us becoming a little bit better resourced in coming up with ideas and solutions that we might need. You ever had that situation where you've been really thinking of somebody's name, but you can't find it, and you know that you know it, and you're really racking your brains to try and find it? It's very often not until later on, when you've forgotten about it altogether, that it just bing, pops back in there again. Sometimes we need to give ourselves a break from what it is that we want to do in order to find the information or the solutions that we're looking for. And when we take a moment to breathe and relax, it's much more likely that we're going to be able to come up with those internal resources that we need, and also to be able to put ourselves in a better state for finding a solution. All right, so the next one we have is come up with multiple solutions to your problems. This is an example of coming up with multiple solutions to your problem. Just doing a little bit of brainstorming can be really helpful for you. Are all of the solutions always going to be the right fit? No, and that's okay. But what's important is that you turn your brain into a problem-solving machine instead of a complaining one, which is always moaning about being stuck and things being so bad for you. So just an exercise like this, where you draft down some ideas on a page about the different ways in which you can solve the various different challenges that there are, can give you more hope. You know, it can help you to feel more optimistic about moving in the right direction. What have we got? Will this matter in X number of years' time, or days, or even hours? Very often, problems are not as long-standing as we might in the moment believe that they are, or as much as they feel like they could be. Even problems that are lasting for a long period of time, you know, where there are challenges, maybe somebody's unwell, and we know that that's going to last for a long period of time, eventually it becomes the new normal. You find a way to adjust to it and to adapt and to cope with it. So even though there might be that kind of initial stress and tension and shock that happens in those scenarios, it won't matter to you in the same way that it does now. Now, that's not me saying it won't matter to you at all. Of course, we all have our memories of incidents that have happened in the past, and there might still be things that are ongoing that are still very, very important to us, or things that we're still reacting to. But can you change the way that you feel about it so that you can still have a good time, you can still have a good life, you can still be happy? Yes, of course you can. So asking yourself, will this depth of stress and despair and worry matter, is a good way to kind of contextualize it and say, well, you know, the problem might still be relevant to me later on, but actually this particular intensity of emotion probably won't be there later. So it's not going to matter quite so much or in quite the same way in a future period of time. And that can also then kind of help you to relax and let yourself off the hook a little bit and to feel better about the whole thing. Next, be bigger than it, whatever the it is. Now, here's what I mean by that. Very often when we are faced with a challenge that we don't like our tendency is to want to kind of curl up and be as small as possible and hide under the duvet. But unfortunately, life doesn't often lend itself to allowing us to crawl up in bed and hide under the duvet. We have to face up to our challenges, don't we? So if we're gonna face up to them, let's not face up to them by imagining that they're this huge ogre standing and looming over us and that we're this kind of tiny, mediocre thing doing our best to fight our way through life. Instead, let's think of ourselves as being big and strong and powerful and smart and intelligent and resourceful and all of those good things that we need to be in order to be able to solve these various different challenges. Now, that might even come down to how you physically hold yourself, like what is your posture doing? Because if your posture is like this when you're thinking about, you know, maybe having a go and trying your best at overcoming those challenges, it's not going to help. Whereas if you think of yourself as being, you know, as tall as you can make yourself, even if you're tiny like me, then it helps, you know. Maybe there's a bit of a superhero pose that you can throw into the mix. There is some research, I think you can even find a TED talk on it, where it tells you about the internal reactions that you have when you stick yourself in a superhero pose. It actually helps you to release powerful, important, positive chemicals inside of your body. You can change how you emotionally feel based on how you use your physical body. So let's do a little bit more of that. All right, what else? Talk through it / write it out. So these both have kind of equal use. Now, the one thing I would say about talking through it is sometimes you may be met with people who just want to kind of fire ideas and solutions at you when actually you're still in the kind of getting your head around the problem stage. And so you're not really ready to absorb their solutions, their ideas of solutions yet. That happens quite a lot. So for me personally, I find like writing stuff down works really well because then I'm like, right, now I can see it, it's on a piece of paper, I know what I'm up against. Now, does that mean that sometimes the giantness of that list is overwhelming? Yes, it does. But ultimately, it's a piece of paper. And it means that I don't have to invest so much time in thinking about it and reminding myself of these things because it's on a piece of paper. So I don't have to remember it all now. Now I can break it down into smaller chunks. I can highlight the things that I can do today and I can, you know, maybe take some control over or maybe even delegate out to somebody else. So writing it down or at least just getting the thoughts out of your head will make a big difference to how much space, how much data you are using up on that internal hard drive. All right, what else? So, one final thing is to do one thing at a time. So if you want to do something well, multitasking is not going to be the way forward. In fact, I did a video last year sometime about why multitasking doesn't work. If you want to do something well, focus on it. Put all of your time and energy into solving that one thing, because the payoff from knowing that you did a really good job solving that one problem and giving it your undivided attention in that moment will be so good for you that you'll feel empowered to go on and do all of the other ones. Just think about doing one thing at a time. Minimize your distractions where you can from all of the other little things that might be popping up. What's that game? Is it whack-a-mole? Where you've got like stuff popping up and you hit one, then you hit another one, it's like all over the place. We want to minimize that because the more that you can really focus your time and attention on one thing at a time, the better you will get at doing a good job at working on one thing at a time. So just do one thing at a time is the moral of the story there. So here's what we've got: internal chaos, several different ways of being able to resolve it. All right, so that is everything we have got time for today. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you are not already subscribed to the channel, then make sure you go ahead and click the red subscribe button and like this video. And that is all for today. I will see you on the next one. Bye. I'm in a Zen state to help me cope with my internal chaos. And that is, so there's someone here, and creep me out. What does that say? Okay, I will wrap it up. Thank you very much.